good buddy Chris Kennelly from Kennelly Business Law is in studio. Good to see you, Chris, as always. Thanks for stopping in here this morning, hanging out with us for a little bit.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. It's great to be here, and I'm glad to get a chance to visit this morning.
Yeah, so I'm always interested to talk to you. One of the more interesting conversations I get to have during my work is when you and I visit about what's going on. Business owners are always thinking about different things that might come up where law and business come together. What are some of the common questions you're getting right now from people in the business community? What are some of the trends in the conversations right now?
Well, again, it's interesting. It's kind of a fragile time in terms of nationally with COVID, mm-hmm. but yet locally, our business community sure seems to be marching forward. And so we're getting a lot of great questions about different investments, different things that people are moving forward on.
Yes.
People seem to be pressing the pause button a lot less lately, and it's great to see.
Yeah, our team here has found that too. Those of us that are out in the community, they're saying there's an optimism again, and things are seeming to move in a positive direction. And maybe the last couple nights of the Republican National Convention, people feeling like the president is in a good place going forward. So maybe that's all part of it too. One of the things that comes up when we talk about business law and questions is, what do I do with my business when I want to have people back, but I'm worried about getting sued if somebody happens, either an employee, a team member, or maybe even a customer that comes in and something happens there. Am I legally responsible if someone catches a virus and potentially dies from it, if they came to my restaurant or my store, things like that? How do you work through those questions with people?
Well, that has come up a few times. And what we try to do is refer them to here locally, the North Dakota Department of Health posts and gives guidance as to what the set of circumstances should be for different situations. And I think a lot of times they put those in terms of recommendations. And in those recommendations, they will set out different things such as, hey, it's recommended in this situation you wear a mask. It's mm-hmm. recommended in this situation you do this. And so as far as I understand it, there are not any actual mandates out there. You know, there was obviously like when Westacre's closed,
right,
and the movie theaters closed and things like that. But in theory, for most operating businesses right now, there's recommendations and guidelines out there.
Mm-hmm.
And those can be found, I believe, on the North Dakota Department of Health website.
Mm. Can you legally make somebody wear a mask if they come to your restaurant or your store? Is that a legal thing that can be done?
You know, that's an interesting question. I believe, and I have seen certain businesses, you know, many of them suggest, they say, help us stay open, please wear a mask when you enter. Then I've seen other businesses post, you must wear a mask to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen other businesses, such as local frozen yogurt shops, you have to wear gloves when you go in
because
they don't want everybody touching the handles and things like that. So I believe as a private business, you do have the right to require the terms and conditions upon which people will enter your property.
And then they have the choice if they want to shop there or not. So
I
guess in the end, the consumer has that choice too. I've heard from our local business community, some of the smaller restaurants, bars and grills, nail salons, hair places. There's some worry out there still, and they're operating not fully open yet, pretty close, but not fully open yet, and they're concerned about the future. And I've heard estimates across the state that as many as 40 to 50% of businesses may not be able to last, and we might see, you know, wide-scale closures. Are you getting calls about, hey, what do I do? I'm underwater a little bit. I'm trying to figure out what to do. Is bankruptcy an option? Are you hearing calls and conversations like that?
I personally, and I from my immediate colleagues, have not been getting a lot of calls in that regard.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I personally haven't heard that. I will say that is quite interesting, the statistic that you cite about how 40 to 50% of businesses long-term may not be able to make it. On the other hand, if you have been affected by a shutdown for these many months, it's probably not all that surprising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I feel badly for the businesses that have been so terribly hit by this.
Yeah, it's been a tough go. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, because you are in the title company business as well, that you've got companies that do that. I imagine you're still staying very busy there because interest rates continue to be ridiculously low.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. So locally, we own and operate FM Title, and then we also have title shops in Valley City, Jamestown, Wahpeton, and Detroit Lakes. And it is a very, very busy time there. And I checked a local bank for interest rates this morning, and they quoted a 30-year on their website at 2.875% and a 15-year at 2.5%. Mm. And those rates do bounce around pretty well. I've heard rates that were even lower earlier in the week. The other thing that I'll say is that the people that are in the know, quote unquote, say that these rates could stay low for a while. You know, I believe the federal interest rate is around zero.
Yeah, it's close to zero now. Yeah.
And, you know, with the need to stabilize the economy with the COVID-19 virus, they're saying that this could stay this way for a while. Now, whether we're seeing a surge in refinances that will eventually dry up once everybody's refinanced, I don't know. But the industry is certainly in a very hot time. And if people haven't taken a look at their interest rates or about whether they want to buy a new home or whether they want to refinance, you know, these are historically low interest rates. And I would really encourage people to check that out. And of course, we would really encourage our friends in the mortgage and real estate industry to use FM Title locally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we did our mortgage not too long ago on our home, we were at a 30-year. I've always done a 30-year just to keep your payment manageable, and interest rates have been pretty low. But when we heard we could get 2.5 on a 15-year, we did that. We're actually having a smaller payment every month. You had a 15 instead of a 30, so we're taking years off of that that mortgage. And it's nice to look at that statement that comes every month and see how much principal we're ticking off that payment every month. That's really a neat, satisfying deal.
Yeah, and what's interesting is there are statistics out there, and I don't want to misquote them, but there's a technique out there where if people just send in an extra $100 or $200 a month, add that to their payment. I've seen statistics out there, I believe, that say you can cut as much as 7 years off
your
payments.
I've heard that too, yeah.
So
just
a little bit
of interest or a little bit of principal goes a long
way.
Yeah,
that's right. So that's kind of an interesting thing for folks to take a look at once in a while.
Very cool. You can find FM Title at fmtitle.com online and at Canelli Business Law. If you got a question that Chris might be able to help you with, canellibusinesslaw.com as well. And they'll be able to help you on both of those things. Chris, great to see you again, as always. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me in today. Have a great day.
You too. Chris Canelli joining us here on the Need to Know Morning Show.